This is Claudio Speakeasy, The Literary and All Else, coming at you from WCOM 103.5 FM in Carborough, covering Carborough and Chapel Hill. I want to give a big thanks to the Carolina Theatre of Durham for being an underwriter, as well as Studio in the Woods Incorporated. Just a big shout out. We have the Prometheus-bound poets in the studio with us today, and we're going to find out a little more about their history. I want to wish everybody a happy Veterans Day, if that can be said. Good Veterans Day. And I'm going to start by just giving a little introduction on the poets themselves. They did a recent performance at the Carolina Theatre. I think it was called History of the Word.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yes, History of the Word.
Okay. Just I know it was well received at the theatre, and I'm going to read something from the language they wrote up about you. This is actually from their newsletter. The production logo reflected on a screen from the back of the stage. Its urban touch established the vibe for the night of hip-hop grooves laced with the thoughts of youth. Akhil Dasar began the groove with beatbox mixed with acoustic guitar. The cast danced to the electrifying beat as they introduced themselves to hundreds waiting to be inspired. Youth and adults alike were captivated by the history of the word, the hip-hop musical. The show was another successful link in the Carolina Theatre's Pathways to Understanding series. Connie Campanaro, president and CEO of the Carolina Theatre, envisioned a way to present performances that would spark relevant discussions among families and community groups. History of the Word is a musical journey about a day in an urban high school. It delves into the lives of six multiracial students who contend with matters all too familiar to the audience. Self-esteem, interracial dating, overcoming the death of a loved one, and deciding between college and the military. Spoken word is used to reveal the deep angst felt by students doing the best they can to survive while learning to live within their skin. And that pretty much sets the opening scene here. If you want to take it a little further there, Mark.
Yes, thank you, Claudio. My name is Mark Greenstreet, and my wife Emily and I are the co-founders of Prometheus Bound Poets. And just like the History of the Word play, we work in urban high schools, and we have brought young people together as poets to perform and reach others through their expression. And I want to introduce some of these poets right now. First, I have Sean Ellison here. If you'll say a word about yourself, Sean.
Hey, my name is Sean Ellison. Go by the name of Real, R-E-A-L, really real, definition of real. And we got your boy Chris Mayo over here.
Swing that mic over there.
Good morning, 103.5. This is Chris Mayo coming to you live.
From the Speakeasy.
From the Speakeasy. 17 years old, senior, and this is poetry is my passion, and it's what I love to do. And that's basically, I love inspiring others and touching others and, you know, giving some hope.
Hello, world. My name is Alexis Tyler, a.k.a. Epiphany. Yes, I bring realization with my spoken word. And so basically, I'm here just to bring you the truth and the realness. That's what we do.
And she's kicking right in. Sounds good.
Hello, my name is Kavasse Richmond, 18 years old. finna graduate, senior, aka KTR. Music is my life, and this is what I do, poetry, anything, I'm here. That's me.
All right. That was great.
That's right.
And, of course, introduce your wife, please.
Emily.
Yes, my wife, Emily Greenstreet. And Emily, if you get on that mic real quick, you'd like to say a word about yourself. She's wonderful.
Hi, my name is Emily Greenstreet, and I'm a teacher as well, and I'm really excited for the Prometheus Bound Poets. It's going to be a great day.
And that's where we're going today. We are Prometheus Bound. I thought we'd open up early on here with Mud in Your Eye, just so that these folks can get an idea.
This is Claudio's version of poetry.
Well, actually, it is poetry. It's just the fact that I wrote it. Hold on a second.
That really makes it poetry.
This is actually a piece I wrote called Mud in Your Eye. Some of you folks have already heard this. I just wanted to set the stage early on and get my stuff out of the way so we can go with theirs. Here we go.
Mud in Your Eye. I've been keeping abreast of the storm's raging quest from a bar in the French Quarter of town.
We're live.
While the gales from the west were all doing their best to hail the apocalyptic Katrina aground. Now there's mud in the eye of the sailor tonight, where broken levees have leveled the shore. And with the warnings all out and the natives in flight, the Big Easy ain't easy no more. When the waters rose as high as an elephant's eye, and knives of wind ceased their cutting about, an eerie silence would sigh as the night gave a cry to the voodoo of time running out. All the souls in despair who felt abandoned by care, and whom misfortune did not allow to depart, questioned country and state in this quagmire of fate, and found it best a debatable heart. A generosity grew from much more than a few who accomplished what politicians could not. But before this was true, an unrest would ensue among the ravaged whom time had forgot. A dead body neglect from the governing sect is the talk of all our daily news. With rivers as streets and all disquieting feats, New Orleans is neck deep in her blues. It's a primitive take when your town is a lake, not to mention the neighboring states. There are strange things afloat in a hat and a coat, all abandoned to partisan traits. At Johnny White's on Bourbon Street, we drank warm beer and spooned canned meat, while Lake Pontchartrain cut a brand new loop and turned a cultural gumbo into toxic soup. It was helter-skelter in a stadium for shelter, where Americans were called refugees. They arrived in great number from a wind that drew thunder and took comfort where there was no aim to please. With a sailboat for a penthouse that drowned out the church mouse, the hurricane blew in some very sad ends. We paid for our choices with ever-weakening voices, resting far too easy on political trends. A government of the rich is a cancerous itch, and reminder that we have all sinned. Like Bob Dylan would say with his nomadic sway, the answer is blowing in the wind. A president touting religion as a special interest stool pigeon may be facing a rising of tides. Ceasing arrogance not, he may soon face his lot, in whom true power and justice resides. Chaos and creation, known as civilization, are subject to a shifting imbalance ashore. A maligned collective neglect always leads to regret. And the Big Easy ain't easy.
And that was Mud in Your Eye. It's a little bit of a white man's rap there. Just thought I'd throw that in to get us started. Since this is Veterans Day, I would also like to make a dedication very quickly, and then I'm going to roll with the Prometheus Bound Poets. Pardon me for taking up all this time. We're trying to get some kinks worked out in the system. We were left with a few souvenirs by somebody else. Anyway, but that's, we never know quite how we're flying the plane in this anytime we come in here. But that's community radio for you.
By the seat of our pants, apparently.
Indeed. This is a piece I'd like to dedicate to Veterans Day. It's entitled Ravages Unseen. Even though we are the victors of the battle in the Persian Gulf, it is a truth in the heart of every soldier that nobody really wins in war. The losses which are most extreme are those within that brace the dream, that in the darkness of war's plight strike dim our sanctuary of light. Where ravages endured unseen struggle to reach for some esteem. It is the weary soldier's lot our sin of strife to bear. His courage may not be forgot, lest we drink deep of his despair. So welcome from the battlefields of yesterday's remorse. We gratefully extend our hearts and bid your souls upon their course. For any warmth we may exude, come to us as a friend. Together we may conquer all that wars bring to no end. For the soldiers and their families, and this ill-gotten war. God bless. At this point, I'm going back to the Prometheus poets, and they can enlighten the mood a little bit. But I just thought that today deserved at least that sort of an acknowledgement. And back to you, Mark.
Thank you, Claudio. And I want to first express my appreciation to Claudio and the Speakeasy, this program. I think it's a wonderful program and what you're doing, and I love your art. You're incredible. I also want to express my appreciation to Betty Rhodes at the Carolina Theater. You heard Claudia read a little bit from an article there, and Betty Rhodes is the one who has facilitated and fostered all of this, and she has been a tremendous support throughout.
Thank you, Betty.
Yes, we love Betty.
Yes,
while I'm on this, I want to say also thank you to Bruce Bridges at the No Bookstore, and we will actually be at the No Bookstore in Durham on Fayetteville Street on Thursday the 20th of this month, a performance we do there at the No Bookstore. And I would like to also say thank you to Terry Smith, a member of Empowerhouse, and he has really been helping us out. And while I'm with appreciation, I'd like to express my sincere appreciation to the veterans and what they have done for us. And
absolutely.
Yes, and with the veterans, I'd like to keep in mind the veterans of the streets here in North Carolina and of Durham, the young men and women out there who face the war in our streets. And I want to open up with a poem about one of these young people. And in this poem, I'll say that it's going to explain the type of young people we're working with and those who we're trying to reach and really help with our expression. And this is what Paul was cited, the one to challenge all the prophecies. And it's a good example of what we're doing here, helping people with expression. I just want to begin this poem with the fact that this young man in the poem is now taking classes at Durham Tech and playing drums in the church. And it was really through expression that he found his place on earth. Here we go. Well, again, this is one called the one to challenge all the prophecies. Papa only left the sea, then he went on out to run, leaving mama there to breed a darling son to be the one to challenge all the prophecies of study sociology. Baby watches mama bleed, tell a psychopath begun. Laid out in a story in the form of a poem, now we enter scene one in a Bull City home. Mama's just a baby, Papa's long gone, probably on the roam trying to live by the chrome. The new baby's got some brothers, but to no one is known, cause no one's helping out his mother, and she's doing it alone. At least until she met a man who took a bat into his hand, and hit her up against the head until she fell to the floor dead. Baby lying in his bed, crying out with tears instead of laughter he shed after soothing words she had said. Well, baby's in a crucial mess, first father and then motherless. Never was he given rest, early put up to the test. Living in a foster home, act like Romans when in Rome. Well, grandma couldn't take it, and uncle said he'd break it. All of those who swore they'd make it only seemed to want to fake it. Nothing was consistent but the law of the streets. He learned to bang with them things and always think on his feet. He started studying rules and was quick in his lessons, so they moved him to D.C. before adolescence. But he moved in with the uncle who was, without question, of the first to end a session with the Hotsmith and Wesson. See, the uncle was addicted to the life of the pavement. Trouble from the others, don't you know what it gave him? Promise little nephew, only thing that'll save him, keep your head always in the outlaw haven. Well, nephew understands because he wants to be a man, so he follows up his plan with a razor in his hand. For though he doubled 50s, kept it silent and moved swiftly, sight of red would fill his head, reflecting, mother, do you miss me? From some sight unseen, missing pieces of his history. If she showed up on the scene, would she give a kiss to me? Or would my bliss remain remiss in the abyss of nemesis of thoughts amiss I can't dismiss? I just can't handle all of this. And one night on a mission, when a foe forgot to listen, our boy stepped up with precision, dipping into a well-lit kitchen, and delivered his incision just before he caught the vision, as he sliced his soldier foe beneath the grandma's supervision. She stood in shock and mumbled low, while screaming with her eyes. She saw through all facade and gall and to the child inside. And knowing as a mother who has known nothing but loss, the cycle started long ago. Your life is all it cost. Papa only left the seed, then he went on out to run, leaving mama there to breed a darling son to be the one, to challenge all the prophecies of study sociology. Will baby watch his mama bleed? Tell a psychopath begun. Thank you.
And that was Mark Greenstreet of the Prometheus Bound Poets, just coming at you from Claudio's Speakeasy, the literary and all else on 103.5 FM here at WCOM. Back to you, George. Anything you've got to include today? Just want to introduce co-host George Antzak.
Hello, Carper. How are you doing? Yeah, I'm just trying to figure this this dang known thing out here. I'll get
hope we're getting through out there.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure we are.
I don't think.
And I want to thank Paul Nash for helping us out this morning as well. He's been invaluable in his assistance. And back to the poets.
Thank you. Again, I'm Mark Greenstreet, and I really appreciate us being here with Claudio Speakeasy and all the people here to work and help us out with this. I want to pass the mic now to my man, Sean Ellison, and let him take it.
Hi, you know, everybody doing out there. No, first time on the radio, but, you know, I'm trying to get this thing good. The spoken word that I'm about to perform is called Real Definition. It's like the background of my name. Like, being real, is like, first you got to be real with yourself before, you know, you can be real with anybody else. And you can't be fake or phony, because being fake and phony, you know, trying to please everybody else, you could die, like, inside and physically. But here it go, Real Definition. I am the wild of the state, the woe of the world, The kick and the push, the blow in the 360, the cut in the oval. I'm the shovel that breaks the dirt, the last spoken word in the huddle. The waist-deep puddle, the oval pot work on the table, scales wait to crumble. A gangster life is all he's seen, so a bad image he will follow. Soul's empty like Kahlo, never heard with stuff, so there is a lack shallow. How? Addicted to what for there, but not seen, can't hurt you. Take a picture, it won't last longer, but like memories, they stay forever, forever. I spit like I got a high temp, flowing free like a feather. Taking it to the max point where it reaches wherever. People wonder why there is no giving shelter. Living in the past tense, present tense of a person who can't help you. Leading the same line as your rolling donor. Temptations come and play as the seduction gets stronger. The love for lust lasts longer. But as I end this line until the end of time, see me as this definition, real.
All right. Yeah. Do you want to give us a little background on your life? Give us a synopsis of who you are.
I've been doing music ever since I was a little kid. So, like, music is, like, my first thing. You know, it's what I want to pursue in life. It was I wanted it to be a career for me.
And what inspired you to find the language?
I would say my father, you know, one of the good things that he did was being a DJ. And, like, when I sit around him and he's sitting there mixing and stuff, like, I got introduced to rap by him. And the first person I got introduced to rap was by Public Enemy.
Uh-huh.
You know,
okay.
Fight the Power, you know.
That explains it.
Chuck D and Flavor Flav, you know. I like, that was the first song I ever heard from rap. And then moved on to LL Cool J and how, like, I wanted to perfect my craft in, like, so many areas. And, like, my mom, she wanted me to do Christian rap. And, you know, I was digging it for a while. But, like, my eyes started to open up and see how, like, Christian rap, you know, it's religious. It's they follow tradition. You know, they got it locked down. It's inside the box. I'm an outside the box kind of a person, you know.
There's like a lot of hypocrisy in religion anyhow. I mean, you find it on all corners.
Yeah. And so, like, I like thinking outside the box. And, you know, trying to stay in the box is not, you know, cool for me. It's
no,
not,
it's
you know,
not the place.
Being cool is out for me. And so, like, I'm my own person. I like to be different. And so coming up with the words that I say in my spoken word and in my raps, like I think outside the box.
All right.
I don't talk about killing and nothing like that. So.
Good. And every once in a while, I mean, if you're pointing towards something, you don't necessarily have to go that dark to point it out and to illuminate it so that it doesn't happen again. Back to you, Mark, since you're directing the chorus here. Everyone that goes on, just want to mention to you, that, you know, after you do your little rap, give a little background on yourself, make it as quick as you can, but at the same time, be relaxed with it. So I'm just saying that so that whoever takes the mic next can do a little speaking about himself afterwards.
Yes, yes. And my man Sean, you just heard Sean Ellison, is one of my favorites. And he came to us with Prometheus Bound last year and has just been a really strong power with us. Another man who has come to us, and both these two young men I'm getting ready to introduce you to here, are kind of self-made people. They've done it on their own and they've come to this on their own. I'm going to let Chris Mayo explain that to you. This is Christopher Mayo up next.
Good morning, 103.5. I'm Chris Mayo. Basically, what inspired me to write my poetry was basically all the things I've been through, you know. You know, it's an escape, you know. Instead of falling into the hands of, you know, gangs, violence, you know, and I use this in one of my poems, you know, I fell into her hands. And her hands is hip-hop, and it's spoken word, and it's poetry. And it's just, I just love it with that passion deep down inside my heart, to where anytime I have a problem, I have an issue, that's the first thing I think of. And I think of picking up that pen. I think of really writing how I feel down, and it just helps, you know. And I encourage everyone who goes through whatever you go through on a day-to-day basis, just write about it, and it will make you feel a lot better.
It's a release, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely is. But without further ado, I'll go into my poem. They don't even know my name, and yet I've been labeled. You young on the road to success, that's why they hate you. They feed you lies, and then they try to remake you. And if you can't cut the casket, they'll cremate you. Well, you can burn my flesh, but you can't burn my soul. I spit solid brick bras so you can't burn my flow. Nobody knows who gon' live or die. The onion's been chopped, but I ain't gon' cry. I'm not grown yet, but I take care of myself. Well, I made it this far. I don't need no help, no pain. It was the beat I felt. No belt, but I beat the stress. Live free or die hard. I came into this world, poetry was my birthmark. Now, can you believe it? When you hear my voice, people, that's when you can see it. I'ma give America what they want. It's all love. I'm a star when you see me get starstruck. Thank you.
All right, pretty smooth.
Yeah.
Yes, Chris Mayer is incredible. And both of these young men you heard, Sean Ellison and Chris Mayer, are in the booth, and they've been recording, and they're going to be doing some really nice things, some nice releases coming out soon. And speaking of that, I got a young lady here who we got to get into the booth as soon as we can and get her recorded all we can. Her name is Alexis Tyler, and we're going to get her up on the mic right now.
Just before Alexis goes on, I want to mention that this will also be recorded on our archive that you can access later on in the day.
Hello, world. My name is Alexis Tyler, but you can call me Epiphany, which I bring you the realization. I started poetry or spoken word since the first grade. I'm from Dayton, Ohio, so we had a lot of speech contests back there. And so I used to always come first place in my school and third place citywide. So I never made it to the state national championships, but I always was known for being a young girl who had a big voice. And so it just carried on with me when I moved to North Carolina 5 years ago. I moved to Durham. And so I met with Mr. Greenstreet my junior year, and I just stuck it out with him ever since. And I, you know, really want to get a message out to my generation, to the young people. And like when I was younger, I had real bad low self-esteem, and with my poetry I grew out of it. And so with this next poem, it's just basically how I felt about my self-esteem and how I grew from it. Here it goes. Tar baby, you're so black. Fat baby, you're so fat. Nappy hair, your hair is so nappy. I hope you cry and be unhappy. See, I try to live by the words of Tupac. He said the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice, the darker the flesh, the deeper the roots. But at a young age, I couldn't figure out the truth. I was taunted by the color of my skin, being told by blacks that being black was different. No one ever told me that being black was pretty, told me the only thing that I had going for myself was being witty. So I harbored on my dark skin, just believing that my dark skin just wasn't in. Memories were played in my mind like deja vu, picked on by young girls who looked like me and you. I told myself that one day this had to change, and some weird names popped in my mind and it seemed strange. Phyllis Wheatley, Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, Oprah Winfrey. See, these women were of my complexion and made me appreciate my skin color even more. See, I represent the heritage that came before. I realize that I am the slave and the master. I am America and I am Africa. I am the color of the Mother Earth. With my dark skin, I am the Black heritage rebirth. Thank you.
Bravo. And back to Mark.
Yes, that's Alexis and Epiphany, and I love what Alexis is doing. We got to get her recording, got to get as much as we can. And speaking of recording, this next young man coming up here, his name is Kavassier, like the drink, and Kavassier Richmond. And
does that mean he goes down smooth?
Oh, it goes down real smooth. Y'all gonna enjoy this. This man's been in the booth.
Sorry, folks. It looks like somebody's bleeding through the lines here with an emergency broadcast. I have no idea what the emergency is. Don't know what to inform the public of.
That wasn't our system, so...
It wasn't our system.
I'm guessing they were just testing it, right?
And we're just waiting for some of the sound to go away. We can... let's give a little more history so that I don't want him to recite while this sound is actually happening.
Right,
there's nothing
right.
we can do about it. It is an emergency broadcast system kicking in.
Yeah.
Hopefully that'll stop, and as soon as it does, we'll have him on.
Yeah, what happened last year was I'm a teacher, and we got offered a radio show just like we're doing now. And so I knew a lot of young men around me, a lot of the young people were rapping and doing whatnot. With rap, and I consider rap as poetry. Poetry is song. It's all the same. It's words to a beat. And so I had an audition for it to go on the radio. I found some incredible people that came out in an audition, and I thought we had some people.
Let me interrupt you for a second. You're talking about how are you just expressing that words to a beat? Language is music. The early poets back in the Roman era were actually referred to as singers, even though all they did was speak their poetry. So. You hit it right in the nail there.
Yes. I thank you. And it's just in the tradition. I mean, it's from Homer to Shakespeare to Andre 3000. I mean, we're still going with it. Yes, and so we had that audition, and it ended up with about 20 poets that wanted to be on the radio. And I thought, well, we're not going to stop with the radio. We're going to start doing shows. And we started performing last year and doing coffee houses and venues around. And the people loved us. And we put out a book last year. And that is actually how Betty Rhodes knew about us and how she got that information was through that book. And so many people have seen that book now and really want us to be a part of it. In fact, it's gotten so big now that we're being recommended to go to a nonprofit organization and really start to bring in poets all over Durham, all over Carrboro, Chapel Hill, in the area. And then we want to start chapters across America. We have big plans on where we're going with this.
Give us a little bit of background on you, who you are, how you met these.
Yes. Well, my name is Mark Greenstreet, and I got started. I actually went to Chapel Hill. I was at school here from 96 to 2000. I got a degree in, English? Yes, uh-huh. And studied drama and psychology. I knew I wanted to be a teacher. I studied the English, so I know my content. I studied the psychology, so I know how they learn. And I studied drama, so I know the delivery. Mm-hmm. And I got all that down. I had a great time here. And then I actually came back to Chapel Hill in 2001 or 2 to get my master's in education and been using that and loving it. Before that, I came out of Winston-Salem, born and raised right here in North Carolina.
And you met the Prometheus Bound poets where?
And I met all these poets at the school I teach in, and they just came to me, and I heard them around, and then they've been networking with other poets, and we've come together to be a big family.
I was wondering how that all came about.
Yes.
I'm thinking we may have to get Mr. Smooth on here despite our little background noise. I think if we get him close to the mic, we might be able to eliminate some of that sound in the back.
Yeah.
Let's just keep the show rolling.
All right, so, all right, we're all good. I'm going to get this mic up, too.
I'll let Mark finish the introduction there.
Yes, this is Kavassier Richmond one more time. And I'm going to let him talk about himself. I love what he's doing, and you're about to hear all about it.
Kavassier like the drink, only smoother. Entirely appropriate at the speakeasy.
I'm Kavassier. I'm doing music. Music is my life. I got into music from my stepfather. He used to DJ, just as Sean said, his father did. And the first record I remember hearing was Rakim, I Know You Got Soul. And that's been implanted in my head since then, embedded. And this piece I'm doing here is a tribute to Mark Greenstreet. You know what I'm saying? Because he's been there for me through the hard times, dealing with life struggles. And I'm going to get into it. I was on a mean street until I found Mr. Greenstreet. Side by side, us in a battle, we'll never retreat. Ideas he gave me, I built from the mental. Vivid pictures I see, they trace like a stencil. The pencil I grasp to rip dudes apart. For messing with my art, you should have been thinking smart. A motivational speaker, he greets you. Nice to meet you. So down to earth that you forget that he's your teacher. Push you to the fullest extent, that is his character. Opening your mind, giving insight about America. Learning about Tecumseh, about uniting his people. Excelling when you with him, you high up just like an eagle. To get my education. I use them as inspiration. Always there for me, man, no matter the situation. Your number one candidate, I eliminate your fear. I give you Mark Greenstreet, Teacher of the Year. Yeah.
All right, Mark.
Yes.
All right, man, that was smooth.
Yes. I'm going to get this man back on and let him talk about himself. But I love what they've done. And these poets have given me nice appreciation and a lot of love. And I just want to say, that's Kavassier, and he goes by KTR. The T is for Tecumseh. And so you heard the little reference there, and that's what he does.
The great Indian leader.
Yes, indeed. And I think these poets are really bringing people together in the name of expression and letting people know they're not alone and that a lot of people have these situations and these experiences.
Tecumseh was born under the sign of a tiger in the sky, or panther, sorry.
I got that name from my father, you know what I'm saying? He told me when I was younger what it meant, an Indian warrior. And basically with life, I try to carry that with me to be a warrior to survive. Survival of the fittest. And as of now, I'm doing a project with music with my group, Flight Gang. myspace.com/FIF, First in Flights. Shout to DB, D-O-T, D-T. And then I have a project in the works with one of my poets, Sean Ellison, and Chris Mayo, and hopefully Alexis as well. I'm just doing music all around. Everything is music. Life is music and nothing but a struggle. And it's only for you to get through it. And I'm going to get through it because I'm a warrior, as my middle name states.
I would say poets in general are warriors, since we become the public. We are, in essence, the public conscience, and also the warriors that stir change. Whether it's religious, whatever the situation may be, it's usually the poet's voice that rises above and accomplishes things like that.
Yes, and I think it's a beautiful thing. I think these Prometheus-bound poets have taken that charge, and they're leading the way, just as the greats we mentioned before have done. Real quick, the name Prometheus-bound comes from a play by Aeschylus, and Prometheus was the god who brought humans fire. Zeus wasn't real pleased with that. He liked to mess around with humans and then kind of thump them around. And Prometheus decided to bring man fire, and fire represents knowledge or understanding, insight. And so because of that, Zeus put him on trial, and it wasn't a fair trial at all, and they bound Prometheus down to a rock, and a falcon comes and eats his liver out each day. Now, that's the Greek myth, but I like the spirit of that, and I think it represents what we're doing here. Because of issues like race and socioeconomic status, we have been bound. We've been really oppressed. A lot of these poets have been oppressed in a lot of ways, and I think this is the way that we continue to rage and we continue to fight. And although we've been held down, we're going to continue to scream out and call out to the people and give them that truth and give them that insight.
Especially in our current season, given all the political corruption and so on.
Yes.
So are we having any more poets on doing second and third recitals, or
I want to give them all at least a second chance, and if we can, we'll just keep going as many as we can get.
I'm pretty much leaving the direction of this to you, since you know how the flow should go, and we'll just take it until the end of the show.
Sounds great. So we're just going to keep the same order. We're going to go hit Sean next, and I'm going to ask the guys to do is guys and ladies is to just got your performance, your poem, and just say a word about it, and then go into it, and we'll get as many poems as we can.
All right. This poem is entitled Blood Diamond / Genocide, and the background of this poem is about Blood Diamond, the movie, and Rwanda, the movie. Blood Diamond is, I had to watch that movie like 5 times because I was so interested in it, and I really wanted to write about it. And I got so much information and background from it that I, just grabbed a pen and paper and I just started writing. And Rwanda, that really inspired me, because like it's just people, the same as Blood Diamond, turn against your own people just for a little bit of change, like Africa, that nation, it has to stick together. You can't turn on one another. Even though your skin color is the same, you can't turn on one another.
It's the result of a political system gone completely corrupt.
Yes.
And speaking of that, we have to stop this. My people on my people crime, black on black crime, it really has to end. And over the weekend, we've lost a member of my senior class of 09, and he was shot and killed, over something that wasn't even worth his life. And we just really honestly, we need to stop it, and we need to find one word, and it's the simple word, but it's so hard to do, and that word is love. And we really have to start loving each other. I mean, every day we should tell each other, our loved ones, that we love them, if not more than once, if not twice, 3 times, and we really just have to love. And that's what I encourage, and that's what I just really want that to be out there. Just love everyone, because you never know, life is too short. So RIP Nate.
Put that energy into expression.
All right. Blood Diamond / Genocide. The resolution is genocide. The answer is death. Teach young boys to spray bullets through cities like Kyiv without the Anna. They say they're taking over human corpses as the banner. A letter to Congress, dead bodies in the streets. Get down or lay down. Just an example from that all should learn. Before these innocent souls, killers shall burn. Some stood for their rights, but these people don't like them stern. Fill them with fear, try to get buck, your ends near. Cold-hearted, cold-blooded killer, don't fall for tears. Never possessed anything, so what he came across, like they called it his. The mind of a rebel, the rebel of a set. Never abided by politics, no OGs, but captains of the rep. Line up the next generation, put a gun in ye hands. Put the enemy in front of a flush, so enough said, done, speak and span. The new black party of an outspoken clan. Don't speak with the mouth, nor not even the hands, but with the hands blue steel, they think they became a man. Known to be dried up from society like sand. People step on, they come and leave again. Knock down a crew, get doubled back up again. Reflexes like a rubber band. Popping everything in sight, filter insides with poison. Mind heated like a pot, make the waves turn into bubbles boiling. Mind not taking in the right knowledge, insides over spoiling. Mind not... Black rocks over rocks shining on the inside, underground calling. 80s babies, the long running. Sierra Leone wrote killing a stone over blood diamonds. To get this money irritating like sinus. Like Rwanda, eager to kill a tootsie for a well-plotted murder. When lights out, they spread like roaches to a new location to keep the generation alive. And to believe the impossible, yes, my father does provide. To say I'm not a believer, death before dishonor. It's more than black on black crime. Racism is still a problem. Mindset set, no explanations, just problem. Even in America, genocide could become a problem. Secretly get dead, but whose actions is gonna stop them?
Yes. That Bravo. Is yes, Sean Ellison with Genocide and Blood Diamonds. Incredible. And that's what I love is a lot of these young people are taking the thoughts we go over in class and the issues we'd face and we're looking at and they put it into poetry, and that way everybody can hear it and they appreciate it and they want to listen. And that's what I love about these performers.
And the more we stand up and push our government to help those people in these foreign countries in Africa, which is my home, the more we can actually get done if we stand up as a people and not just the individual here and there, but let's collectively stand up and demand some action to be taken.
Yes, and that's exactly right. And I want to shout out to Terry Smith of Empower House. He has a group and they're really taking good care of us, and their whole message is stop the violence. The next message is we got to be aware of HIV and what the effects of socioeconomic status has on our lives. The Empower House is actually a group of doctors, and they are looking at the idea that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, in that obviously people are not using much prevention, and we have a lot of illnesses and a lot of ailments of our society, and he is seeing us, Prometheus Bound, as a preventive medicine, as a therapeutic
Good.
Medicine, yes. And another mind came to thought with that, we got a lot of poetry. We got poetry about the political field. We got poetry about HIV. We're going to hear all that in just a second. But I got to just say one more thing is that man, Bruce Bridges, I mentioned of the No Bookstore. Bruce Bridges has recently written a book called The Recaption of the African Mind. And it was just what we were talking about with Genocide House, a corrupt political system. There was a system before that, and there was a beauty before all of that. And we got to get back to what it originally was before all the corruption and all the brainwashing went on.
And America, take that as an example. You have an absolute example of what happens when a political system goes that corrupt, because this one's pretty rusty.
Yes, indeed. Now, we had, you just heard Genocide, and we got that to stop the violence and that issue. And now I want to bring in a young lady to talk about HIV.
Hello, world. Once again, this title isn't, this poem is entitled Miss HIV. I wrote this poem because my mother, when she was younger, she did Miss Heroin, and that was the era that she was facing. So she told me to write one about the era that I was facing. In my era, we have a lot of sex, and a lot of sex can lead to a lot of pregnancy, AIDS, and HIV. So I entitled this one Miss HIV. Hope you enjoy it. I enter you with passion. I give you what you've been asking. I make you want to clutch me because I have you moaning my name. Times three. But my loving is addicting, giving you everything you've been hoping and wishing. But did you know you would have me? Yes, Miss HIV. I'm Miss HIV, and we have a connection. Yes, you and me. I enter you with exquisite charm, giving your body all types of harm. You thought you would have me for one night. Now I have you for the rest of your life. Now don't you wish you would have put a condom in your pocket? Now watch as your life passes by. No watch. Ticking, talking, ticking. Talking. And you think some cure can stop me? Never. I carry many advances and disguises. My epidemic is rising. So do you really think that you can stop me? Not with my mother AIDS and siblings STD. What you thought I was going to be with you all along? Well, I invited my family to tag along. I told you, baby, this is a marriage to death. Do us part, and I meant it from the heart. So you can stop all that crying, quivering, and shaking. You can't forget about our love making. Just when you thought it was going good, the bad stepped in, just as it should. So don't look at me with all your regret, because it was your that you were supposed to protect. But since you didn't, just think of it as an early death sentence for me. And remember, I love you. Sincerely, Miss HIV.
Hoo la la. Not much comment to add to that one.
No, it speaks for itself, doesn't it?
I do want to give a quick shout out to ArtSync magazine, Christine Clemens, and the family of that magazine, which is to emerge out of the Wilmington area in February, I believe it is. Just want to mention that this is a magazine that is going to cover all of the arts in North Carolina, so look it up on computer, ArtSync magazine. Want to give a shout out to my friend, also a rapper, D-Most, whom I've had on here a few times, who speaks a very similar language to what we speak here today. Every time him and I do a duet together, we call it Salty Pepper. And I'm going to have him on again sometime in the near future. Just a quick shout out to everybody out there, and it's back to the poets.
Yes, thank you. And getting back to the poets, so we're getting back on with Chris Mayo. We're going back over to Cavassier, and Cavassier's got one. Now, we've gotten very political here lately, especially with this election of this wonderful, wonderful man heading up our nation. And so I want to get into a little branch. Any poets of y'all got I know, Chris, you got the one with the children, their promise.
I just want to touch on about you know, introducing the next poet that's coming up. You know, lately we've been getting a lot of text messaging going on, you know, these little text messages about our president. And what I want to do is I just want to tell everybody to stop the text message. Let's embrace what we have as people, and we just need to move forward and be happy and just think about how hard it took us and how long we fought to get where we're at. So stop the text message and just embrace what's going on. And without further ado, I want to put my man, my brother, Kavassier Richmond, back on the mic.
I'm back in here, and this piece right here is called Letter to America. And I wrote this watching the news during the election times, and just all the ideas that I had and how I felt my opinions bunched up. So don't take them as a disrespect. These are my opinions. And it's called Letter to America. Take a look at my life. You see the struggle flow through my veins. I deal with pain, plus the stress don't be fulfilling my brain. I need to separate, trying to break away from the chain. Because every black activist that spoke for change, then after was slain. Dang. So your Malcolms, your Martins, your Biggies and Pox, they all the same, but see they try to separate them by Glocks. Nonviolence don't comply to you, but radical retaliate for revenge. They beating and they batter you. 08, you still question why we mad at you. The beatings they used to give me had mixed into my attitude. Living in this world where they say greed is really key, those aren't the exact quotes, but your actions but really speak. Education at a low, so how we gonna help our children? I got it. We gon' bail ourselves out, taking your billions. Penalize a race, they knocked over our builders. But it was really us, and we got all our people killed. And soldiers in Iraq spilling blood till they come home. Unless they come back in a bag, good to be home. America is tired of the pain. America gave their views, and it's time for a change. Obama.
All right.
Yes, yes, and while we're on that theme, yeah, take it.
Let's hope Obama turns out to be what he needs to be.
Yes, yes, and I just want to say that, you know, it was the people, it was us who got Obama to where he is, and it's going to be us that's got to make sure those changes occur. And that is, and Chris, you want to take that about the possibilities we now face and for our children?
Yes, and it's not about race anymore. It's definitely not about that. It's beyond that, and you know, a lot of people wonder, you know, why is it, you know, why did Obama win? And the way I look at it is this: America was, we gotten into a hole so deep, you know, by the current president, and it took him to really put us in there so deep that we realized, you know what, we'll take a blue president, a green, a red, it doesn't matter, just someone that'll go in there and give us change. And, you know, sad to say that it took so many years, but we're here, and, you know, and I'm just so thankful, and I'm so graceful. And like I said, people, we just have to embrace it, and, you know, and do what's right and be on the right page.
We got to give credit where credit's due. George Bush made this possible. He wrecked this country so bad that...
Yes,
that
exactly. That's what I was referring to.
Yes, exactly.
and he digged so deep, so people, you know, was like, you know, we'll take anyone. And, you know, and like you were saying, I do believe he's going to change this world. And then, and don't think it's, oh, you know, gas ain't dropped tomorrow. Or, you know, next week, it still ain't down 3 cents. It's going to take time. You know, patience is the key. And we have to have patience. And maybe, you know, in 3 years, maybe in 4 years, but this world will change.
But we can stop the greed immediately.
Yes,
and consistently. Just
definitely.
Keep beating it to death.
Definitely.
Yeah, did you want to get your one about the future for your children?
Oh, of course. And, you know,
man forgot where he was going.
I'm 17 years old, so, you know, I'm already thinking ahead. I've been in my life, you know, I had to be of age a little bit faster, and I really didn't have a childhood, you know. So, you know, I work two jobs. Shout out to Discount Tire, my job in Durham Performing Arts Center. So, basically what it is I want to have a family in the near future, you know, and I looked at this presidential campaign as hope, not as more than hope, but as a, you know, when my little girl or my, you know, son says, you know, what I asked them, what do you want to be a grow up? And they say, daddy, I want to be president. Hey, it can happen. It's not a false belief anymore. It's actually reality. And, you know, and they can say that with pride, and they can, you know, really tell me that. And I had a situation at school where a teacher said, Chris, you don't have a father, so you can't be any, you can't, you, I can tell you don't have a father. And that comment hurt me. And it hurt me to the point where it made me angry inside. But I want to say to everybody out there, whoever told you that you can't do something, whether you lack a father in your life, a mother in your life, or you don't have anyone, you can do whatever you want to. You can be whatever you want to. And do not let them discourage you, because I am a living witness. I don't have a father. You know, my mother is in my life, but then again, she's not. So I stay with my grandma, who's 84 years old, you know, straight A's and B's and school, and then I'm going to, hopefully I'll get into Howard to major in theater, minor in business, and you can do it, and you definitely can be whatever you want to be. So I hope you listen to my words, and you really, you know what, no matter what you're going through, just keep faith. To whatever you believe in, your higher being, just keep faith and keep moving. And if you fall two steps back, make sure you get up and sprint three steps forward. Without further ado, I'm gonna get into my poem, and it's called Hip Hop Saved Me. So yeah, give it a little rhythm in here, and shout out to Common, man. He's one of my favorite rappers too, and then I took this, you know, in his inspiration of my poem. So yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop until the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. I was raised by hip hop, and hip hop saved me. I was born to the beat of no father. You can hear my mother's instrumental, but there was no words. So on my CD, there was no him, no, there was no her. I was blessed with two records. Those were my grandparents. When one record broke and went to the heavens, I believe I was 11. Sick to my stomach and covered with pain until I met this sweet, sweet, beautiful woman. Hip hop was her name. Now there's two records in my life. That sweet woman, hip hop, and that record that never stopped playing. See, instead of falling into the hands of gangs, drugs, violence, and the Durham County Jail, I fell into her hands. She's my instrumental. She's my words. She's my love. It's been my pleasure, y'all, but I gotta get back to her. But if you see her before I do, tell her that you love her. Tell her that I love her, too. Hip-hop's her name. Thank you.
All right, well done.
Yes, yes, and I want to continue on this Obama theme and the change possible. And keep in mind, y'all, it's not one man, it's not one person, it's all of us. And again, it's not a destination, it's a journey, and it's a direction. We're heading in the right direction. As long as we all collect and we keep together on this, we can get to that destination we all so desire. And I want to get back to Claudia.
And just want to remind you folks, this is Claudio Speakeasy, the literary and all else, and I think we're good for about another 8 minutes, and then we got to turn it over to Paul Nash with Touchstones. But in the meantime, here we go.
How to best use 8 minutes. I think we need to get Alexis Tyler on the mic.
Hi, world. This poem I wrote before I knew Obama was going to win. Well, I knew he was going to win, but this is a preview. So it's kind of now in the past tense, but just enjoy. This is how I felt before the election day. Have you looked at the news lately? Have you realized that America has become chaotic daily? Food and gas prices has risen to a ridiculous high. Soldiers in a pointless war dying within every cry. Yet society won't let anything change, because when we hear the word change, it seems strange. However, it doesn't always have to be this way. You have to make the change in society day by day. You can't wait on society to change you. You have to be the change that gets everyone through. Barack isn't saying change for his health. He wants change to sweep a nation like a jet stealth. A man full of pride and equality. A man that will fight for anti-war, healthcare, education, and poverty. Society sees the power that this black man possesses. They're trying their best to undermine his successes, calling out his childhood discrepancies, hoping this will lead to his manhood tyrannical qualities. They're trying their best to ruin this black man that's running for presidency, and forgetting the fact that the presidents before have done even worse things, trying to bring him down with incriminating lies. Don't you understand that Barack doesn't need an alibi? Trying to generalize him with a black man statistic? Just another black man that's running for a dream that's unrealistic. Had us going through the Will Lynch phase of turning against each other. Even had Jesse Jackson going against his political brother. This only brings me to one everlasting quote. We needed to vote. I'm not talking about voting for your top video on 106 in Park, but whether our president will be John or Barack. We need a president that will fight for the issues, not a president that will receive the powers and abuse. We need to vote. We need to realize that we have a voice. This decision is our ultimate choice. We need to stop living life by chance, because in the 2000 election, you've seen what happened. We need to vote. Now, it may seem like I'm popping out some nonsense, but I need you to understand the common sense. We are the generation of the higher education. Education should be the reason why we vote. There's more young men and women fight for higher education despite our daily discrimination. At first, we were starting for a high school diploma, but now we're striving for a PhD to become a maintainable homeowner. Going through all the odds and giving thanks to our God. Putting our minds through stress so we pass these government's organized IQ test. However, we strive to succeed, achieve more than a high score on the SAT. Everyone tells us that education is key, and strive for excellence is the best thing. So we need to get away from negativity of the world and grow at the mature stage of being a little boy or girl. We need to open up more doors of opportunity and become role models that are known for positivity. We need to get away from being called Generation X, Generation of Hate, Generation of Rape, Generation of Death, Generation of AIDS. Be called Generation 8, Generation of Change. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
You definitely hit the mark.
Yes, indeed. She always does. We're short on time, so does anybody definitely want to get another one in?
We got about another 5 minutes, and then we got to sign off, so we can give Paul some time.
Yeah. You want to get one more? You good? Everybody good? Yeah. Yeah.
Jesse Jackson, I just don't see how Jesse Jackson, can go against somebody that's trying to make a change. And you sitting here downing him, but I don't get it. Like, does anybody get it?
It's all good. At the end of the day, whoever, the person that was supposed to win won the election, and we're happy.
Everyone's I think the important point is that now that we've got the man we want in office, we need to stay on him, because obviously politicians can't do it alone. We need to stay him. We need to demand respect. We need to make sure that the proper issues are put on the table and taken care of, and not let them go it alone. They can't do it.
Yeah, they can't do it, and we have to do it. So, we just
thank work for us.
Yeah, we thank everyone who voted, by the way, everyone. Absolutely. I'm not 18 yet, but hey, thank you, because your vote is changed my future.
You made it happen.
So thank you.
And that's exactly what we have to use. We use our voice, just like in Prometheus Bound. We use our voice to let people know that, the truth is coming out. We finally used the truth. We use our voice, and the truth came out. We spoke. A lot of people have hidden away from the reality, and we came up. And so I feel like as a poet and as a woman, as a black woman, I feel like I finally made a step up. And I feel like I finally can use my poetry to inspire so many people. That's why I'm glad I joined Prometheus Bound, because it just allows me to inspire people to know, to have people come up to you and be like, your words inspire me. That means a lot, because I didn't have somebody to inspire me at first, and now I get to inspire someone else. So it means a lot to me. And I just really hope that you hearing us on this radio station, I thank you so much, and that any of our words, we can just inspire you. And if you want to contact Mark Greenstreet, you can reach him at...
Yeah, that's... It's funny, but it's... Mark is M-A-R-K, then it's a dot, and Greenstreet is the color in the road, so it's Greenstreet put together. It's at dpsnc.net, and that's Durham Public Schools, North Carolina, .net. So again, it's mark.greenstreet at dpsnc.net. And I really appreciate that. We only have a few minutes, and I want to get my man Cavassier on the mic if we can.
I was also going to say, go ahead and give a rundown of anything else you want to mention as far as contacts go, and then we'll bring it to a wrap.
Yeah, I just want to say, Barack is our president now. We've got that. But as a whole, our generation needs to just find themselves, because as of now, we're really lost. And that's the thing that I'm really critical about. A lot of us are very lost. I don't want to detail in it. I don't want to get in a... Just find yourself. And that's what I'm doing with my music, with poetry, with Prometheus Bound, voicing my opinion, because I am technically the youth still. I'm almost finna go in the world now, but I'm voicing my opinion, and I'm doing it with my music and poetry. Again, myspace.com/FIF, First in Flight, and I'm going to pass it to Sean.
Me and Cavassier got a mixtape coming out. I don't know when. We don't have a specific date yet, but it's called The Tale of
Two Worlds.
It's The Tale of Two Worlds, So be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, we just want to encourage once again. Chris May, I just want to encourage once again, love everyone, love. So, if you hear my voice, wherever you're at, you're in your car, Yeah, you know, you're at home, you're at work, just grab someone, you're on the internet, whatever you are, just wherever you are, just grab someone, tell them that you love them, hug them, tell them that you love them, because life is too short and they may not be here, and just embrace them. Once again, I love y'all. And I'm signing off, Chris Mayer.
And I want to thank the Prometheus Bound Poets for being on Claudio Speakeasy, the literary and all else. And thank Mark and Emily Greenstreet in particular for being here. And consider yourselves part of the Speakeasy family at this point. And we'll do this again. Hopefully in the future we won't have as many little interruptions, as for some reason I think you guys just came in here with too much energy. It just flew all over the place. So anyway, my thanks to all of you. And let's stay in touch on this.
We will. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the Speakeasy signing off. Until next time, America, cheers.